Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting as usual from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And I just want to take a moment to thank you, our listener, because this is show number 750, and I never thought we would get anywhere near this number. I don't know what I expected when we started this show, but I didn't expect to get anywhere this near this number, and I want to thank you for your support and helping us get here. More on that later. But again, we're broadcasting out of Renaissance Bank in Alpharetta. And if you're looking for a bank that's big enough to handle pretty much any need you can throw at them, but they're small enough to deliver their services in a personal way, I found that combination at Renaissance Bank, and I think you will too. Go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and give them a call. And I bet you that somebody live will answer the phone. Now, that doesn't happen everywhere, so that's one way to judge it, but one of many. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Jessica Lally. Jessica is with Voices to Connect. Jessica, welcome.
Thank you.
I've been looking forward to this.
I have been following you for a long time.
I've been following you too. So we've been checking each other out on LinkedIn. But tell folks a little bit about Voices to Connect and the great work you do there.
John, we have just the honor of being able to walk alongside thought leaders and speakers as their agent and be a bridge to match them with organizations and nonprofits that need to hear their voice.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
So you represent speakers.
Yes.
Okay. And that's one piece of the work you do, and you've got more to it, though, than that, right?
So there are companies and nonprofits that need to do things like employee development, sales kickoffs, colleges that might need a commencement speaker, and any kind of thing to further develop their employees, their clients, conferences. And so we match them with the speakers that we have vetted that we know personally and professionally so that they can help develop their culture and give them, it really helps with retention, things like that.
Yeah, for sure. Before we get into the details of that work, which sounds fascinating, I want to get into your background and your journey and what led to you starting this company.
Let's see. Many years ago, I had a friend in high school named Carmen. And throughout our lives, she headed on a journey, and I felt that more people needed to hear her voice. I felt that she was an excellent teacher. She was going into ministry. And so over the years, I was following what she was doing and ended up working alongside her and actually helping her when she launched a radio show through a national network and then writing a book. And now she's on another platform doing a two-hour show 5 days a week, a live show. And as I thought about really representing people whose voices need to be heard, there are a lot of voices out there that need to be heard, but there's so much noise. And I was able to come alongside her, and then other people started coming to us that we really appreciated and wanted to help elevate and activate their voice and match them with companies that needed to hear them, because they might not be, not all of them are the most famous. They're not all national New York Times bestsellers if they wrote a book.
What stood out about Carmen that made you want to amplify her voice?
What I loved is that she could talk to my kids at the time, who were very young. They were probably 5 or 6 years old when she started doing some of this. And she could pivot in 5 minutes and talk to a CEO of a company, a president of, you know, a ministry or something. And she could teach them things that they could understand. For her, it was in ministry. And I just thought, that's very rare. And she did not have a prima donna attitude. She had a serving attitude.
Speaking of not having a prima donna attitude and having a serving attitude, that's what you have to have in your business.
Yes.
Because you're representing other people.
Right.
You're not out front per se.
Right.
Talk about, see, now I'm asking you to come out front.
That's why we've been putting this off for 2 years.
Yeah, exactly. I'm asking you to come out front and say, what Tell us a little bit more about Jessica and how you developed this. Was this something you grew up with innately, or how did you develop that ability to put others before yourself?
Wow, that's a stewarding mindset, definitely through the Lord and being raised in the faith and coming alongside people in the marketplace who were living their faith in their job in a way that was really attractive to me. And that helped me, I think, have a lens of how I would see people, maybe seeing them in a different way than they saw themselves. That's been really fun.
But yet we have to say not everyone that comes at it from a faith perspective is that way, right?
Okay, so I was born, I would say, with a sales mentality, starting door-to-door Girl Scout cookies. And I really loved, if I believed in something, I really wanted people to have it, but I'd have to believe in it. Mm. And then that led to working in Chicago in a very intense commission-driven business with a magazine and then the trade show industry. And then being in Atlanta for the last, I think, 26 years.
Gotcha. So you work with organizations that are looking to forward-facing speakers that help their people be forward-facing. This is the way you like to put it, right?
There are two things. One is we help companies and nonprofits develop their people to be more forward-facing. So they might be the president of a company. They might be an executive of a different level. They could be a next-gen person. And if they can be developed to be more forward-facing, that will help the company with business development. So a lot of times in companies, someone gets ahead of themselves. And we really want to help give them a pace on how to do it in a way that honors their company or their nonprofit. And with nonprofits, it could lead to donor development and board acceleration. And then on the other end, companies right now especially need to be investing in their employees for employee development, for really structuring their culture, especially if they're trying to grow. There are things they need to do. And so we have the vetted people that could come in and talk about things like leaving a legacy or innovation or culture, leadership development, especially with the next gen leaders.
I want to talk about the organizations you work with first, then we'll get to speakers and how you work with speakers. From an organizational point of view, how do you work with them to bring in someone that can make change that's lasting, as opposed to you bring in the speaker and it feels good for that day, but there's a high that people have in that employee event, let's say.
Right.
But then the next day we go back to what we've always done.
Right.
Right. How do you work with organizations to get lasting change from the people they bring in?
Okay. We take time to get to know them. So we would meet, let's say, with the president or the general manager or the marketing director, whoever is making the decisions to bring in the thought leaders. And sometimes it's a committee. So we've tried to meet with the people and they might say they need a such and such, but we would ask enough questions, learn more about their culture to find out what we feel that they really need that could improve, make change. And then we will set them up to have several Zoom calls with some of the speakers that we've hand selected so that they can decide. So we set both sides up. We would prepare the speaker in advance. All right, we're going to have an introduction call with this company. This is who they are. This is what they're looking for. So we're trying to save time on both sides and make the call more meaningful. Mm-hmm. And then they can have the opportunity to choose who they think would be the best one. Usually we'll give a few choices.
And we were talking before we came on about how the choices are bewildering to organizations, right? And they don't know exactly what they're going to get. In spite of the real polished speaker reel, what they see may not be what they get.
That's right.
Say more about that.
Sometimes the people that might be out there the most on social media, maybe they don't have the most depth when they actually show up at your company, or maybe they leave early, or they don't mingle with your employees or your clients, and that is that's a no-go. And so we've gone with the speakers and listened to them speak in person. A lot of times we've met their families or seen them in their environments. We've read their books. We've talked to their references. So really, I would say a deep dive on vetting them. And they're all friends of ours now. And we do things with them socially often. And We have great relationships with them.
Mm-hmm.
So much that now we do these influencer roundtables once a month where we bring in an expert to speak on things to equip them and for them to know each other. So we hold on to things loosely in a way that we don't own people, right? We want them to grow by knowing one another. And then with the organizations that engage their services, we do a lot of behind the scenes to set that up.
Wow, great work. So the organizations that hire you right now, mm-hmm. What's the theme? What are the issues that they're dealing with that you help them address?
The organizations could be, like, there are some Fortune 50s and then there are startups and all in between.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I think a lot of what they're dealing with is retention and turnover and maybe employee dissatisfaction. There could be chaos or confusion over just poor communication. And one of our speakers is local here in this area named Holly Moore, and she's certified under different platforms, and she speaks about communication styles. And she'll say, if you know yourself, you can lead yourself. And so she'll come into companies and help equip them. She can do it through Zoom and in person and also hybrid to help equip people on how to work with their fellow employees.
Mm-hmm.
Their coworkers, and especially now because so many things are hybrid. So you don't have the normal camaraderie you would be developing in an office. And so there are really great ways to get around that and work in the way that we are in this year and time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I read something the other day that just the headline. So you're validating this, that employee happiness, I think is the way they put it, or satisfaction. Mm-hmm. Is at a 4-year low. So that we're going back to before the pandemic.
That's right.
Right. So that's what you're seeing in the companies that you talk to.
Yes. There's a international insurance companies that have engaged us for the last 5 years to vet and bring in a female speaker to speak to their women. They have a national conference every year where they want the women to get together, not just for a big inspiration, but to come and talk. And then they have roundtables, and then the women for this particular conference also get to network with one another. And really, John, they are seen.
Mm.
And so in this one particular opportunity with an insurance company, their next event is in April, and they make sure they have an excellent committee, and they make sure that the women arrive have different levels. Some are producers, and those are usually the more front-facing people, but the support people are just as important, and they get that appreciation when they're at this event because they hear the speaker, but then they have the opportunity in the breakouts to be with one another and share their concerns and also receive advice.
And to that point, in terms of the format mm-hmm. of the kind of events that you help organizations plan, that's part of the service, right?
Right.
I mean, what you're looking for won't be best served as in a keynote, let's say. It's maybe better in a workshop format or something like that, right?
That's great because companies will say, we need a flashy person for a sales kickoff. And as it turns out, especially now with people's attention span, most likely they don't want to listen to someone for 45 minutes. So in the last few years, we have transitioned to strongly recommending, and usually they take our advice, to do a hybrid where we'll start out with a fireside chat with maybe the CEO or the CFO and the speaker,
mm-hmm.
and then transition to the speaker giving a talk, but also keeping it interactive so that the audience gets to have their voice heard.
Mm.
Nobody really wants to be talked to all day. They're not learning that way. And so we do partner with the companies to help them come up with creative ways instead of just, here's a speaker, I hope it works out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say if you wanted a speaker to come, we would, once you've chosen the speaker, then we will encourage them to, we'll have a few pre-calls. We'll have the speaker do a video to help people get excited about the event. Mm-hmm. And then we'll do something afterwards where they'll maybe zoom in a month later to just do a little bit more development on the content
mm-hmm.
and make sure it's being seen through the company.
Great work. Jessica Lally is with us, folks. She is with Voices to Connect. So, Jessica, let's talk in terms of speaker development.
Yes.
And how you work with speakers themselves, because that's the way your business started, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were talking about this before we came on, folks, and I've got to ask the question exactly this way. You talk about how one, the big problem is speakers that are icky. That's a technical term, folks, right, that I want Jessica to define.
Okay. So most of the leaders that contact us, that we come alongside, they have a very important message. They have an important voice. Maybe they've written a book or they have one to write, but they do not want to promote themselves at all because they've seen it done so poorly. They skew the other way so strongly. Okay.
So the icky ones are the ones that are promoting themselves. Is that what you mean? Too much. Okay. Okay.
And you know what? And God doesn't give us gifts and talents to hide under a bushel. So we should do things with that.
Sure.
But I do think doing it in collaboration and community and bringing people alongside you is a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so my greatest joy is to pull the people up and extract from them the gifts and talents I think they should be more forward facing with. So sometimes it's something on their resume they didn't even realize would be unique or interesting. And we help leaders do this in companies that actually helps them show up as a better leader and a boss. Because now someone realizes, oh, I didn't know this about you.
Mm.
So we are professional braggers for other people.
I love that.
And when I say we, I'm talking about myself and Julie Schaffner, my business partner.
Yep.
And we've been on this journey for several years together, and it's been amazing.
Shout out to Julie.
Yeah.
People go the opposite way, the total opposite way. And your job is to get them down the middle.
Right.
Of that. And so what are some of the tips that you would offer someone that is humble brag the word?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That needs to do that more effectively.
Okay. Now we get to know the people personally and professionally, and we realize some of them absolutely will not do certain things, but we won't hold back on giving them our ideas and our reason behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's say that you have a great message, and we help them so that when their bio is developed or how they're introduced, it's not just about them. It's about the group they represent. It's about some of their accomplishments. It's not focused only on the person. But then there are many opportunities like I know you've done, John, with speaking to groups. It could start out with Chambers of Commerce, Rotary, especially the job search people. Mm-hmm. That's a really great way to give back while also sharing what you do. But then there are so many opportunities that you don't have to wait to be invited to. You can offer yourself to be on a panel and then leverage your Rolodex to bring maybe some heavier hitters with you.
Yep.
You can go on panels. You can be obviously a keynote speaker, but one thing we help people develop is creating their own events. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So one of our leaders is the president of a university, and he already has plenty of people that could come to an event. But we helped him plan an event where he could talk about different parts of his book. And then the talk is developed into clips to be able to put out on social media or to be able to articulate what he does. We just did this recently with Leo Chan. He's an innovation expert, a Lego Serious Play certified person. And I just interviewed him on Zoom, and then we put it into clips so that people could understand in 2-minute clips what he can do to help companies come along.
Very cool. A lot of professionals want to be a speaker.
Yes. Or someone's told them they should.
And they may believe that or they may not believe that.
Right.
But what are the things that someone should look for in themselves to say, this is something I need to develop myself in this way, or I need to put myself out there? Because there may be some people that want to be speakers that maybe shouldn't be. Is right, that a fair right. statement?
In a company, maybe the obvious title person is not the best spokesperson. And I hope that they would have the humility to know that there could be someone else that would be a better representative for the company. And I think internally being able to talk about that is important. So when someone says, we talk about that. So let's say someone comes to us, we also help them develop. They might say, I've been talking for the last 20 years, but we want to make sure that they have, let's say, 4 key signature talks. And they've practiced and developed. So we have a speaker coach that really helps with that through several months of work.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can be done in a shorter period of time, but the more you practice, the better you can show up. And especially when you have a shorter amount of time,
mm-hmm.
you have to have more practice. So a speaker, someone that's out there, let's just say as a leader of a company, we talk about them being speaker, but it could be termed as a thought leader. They need to have a well-developed bio. They need to have a digital audit done. They might not remember how they're showing up in other places. That for, don't even worry about embarrassing things. It could be just more that things aren't consistent. And so it might have their old bio and old information. So we want to make sure that's tight. And then based on how their personality is, we're going to help them articulate how they would show up on post on LinkedIn. And especially when they're introduced at events, we want to make sure that we have something written so people don't wing it when they're introduced. Because it's embarrassing for the speaker to then have to introduce themselves at an event. Because again, someone else should be doing the bragging.
That makes perfect sense. It sounds like you're working with speakers as much on what happens before they get on the stage, quote unquote, and after they leave the stage as when they're on stage. And it seems like to me that's where speakers, they focus on that piece of it, right?
Right.
And they might do that quite effectively, but how they show up before and after the event means as much or maybe even more than the event itself. That's what I hear you saying.
I have a story as recent as a week ago to share about that.
Please.
Okay. So we're walking alongside leaders and they have the opportunity to have 30 minutes to speak to a nonprofit in Egypt before the people go on this cruise. And they only have 30 minutes, but they probably have 2 days worth of content. And this is a ministry called 4G3. We've traveled with them. We've helped them develop conferences in the Middle East and North Africa. And they had this rare opportunity to speak to an important group of people. Now, getting ready for that took hours because of the nuance of the part of country they were going to be in, the audience, and what the call to action wanted to be, and also in a way that would still honor the people hosting them. So just a lot behind the scenes where you're setting up Zoom calls and you're prepping both sides so that you're not wasting people's time. You're helping the call be really effective. And so that when they did show up, the audience is happy about what they've learned something and they don't feel like you've wasted their time. And then they also, you leave people wanting more.
Wow. And you've really planted seeds of transformation because that's really the name of the game at the end of the day.
Right.
As we referenced earlier, the big high that comes from a speech, and that may take root and it may not. And what you're talking about is creating a situation where transformation occurs in that organization because of that speaker and how they show up.
That's right. And there's a network of insurance companies that has engaged one of our speakers multiple times through now developing cohorts and coming back through different kinds of in-person and Zoom opportunities. But it's really taking the material. Sometimes it is a one and done. It could be inspirational, but many times it is a way of continuing to stay connected to the company so that the thread gets pulled through deeper.
Great work here from Jessica Lally, folks. She's the founder of Voices to Connect, voicestoconnect.com, where you can learn more. Jessica, I want to get to the kinds of clients that you work with. You mentioned the faith aspect, but you work with a variety of organizations.
Sure.
So it's not just ministries or churches, but it's businesses that you work with as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And what do I need to be looking for in my organization to think I need to pick up the phone and call Jessica?
We do all kind of complimentary discovery calls with people just to learn more. Mm-hmm. And so if someone's interested in just asking, how does this work? We'd be glad to share that. But then if they want to do some kind of development for their team, whether it's to prepare their executives or their next gen for showing up better, or if they want to bring someone in that would develop their people for employee engagement and that kind of thing, could be colleges that need a commencement speaker. But really, it's having that discovery call with us and then learning more. We would ask them a lot of questions to learn more about their culture and maybe peeling back the onion to find out what would really be helpful.
And what are the common characteristics of speakers that are good fits for you?
Speakers that have something that people need to hear that maybe isn't already out there. I would say someone that most likely they work for a company and they need to be more forward facing because it would help them help their company have more awareness and business development. Maybe they have a book, and we've done work with people through book launches. Sometimes it's before they've written the book. Sometimes it's after, and you need a second layer of promotion. One of our leaders, we placed him on a podcast that aired in Australia.
Wow.
Someone in Canada heard the podcast and bought 50 of his books and then hand delivered them to people, other leaders in business that they thought should have that book.
Wow.
So I would say we don't dismiss small things. You never know what kind of impact you're going to have.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's terrific. Now, you've shared several success stories already, but I want to give you the chance to, speaking of humble bragging, I want to give you the chance to share a success story which you think highlights the great work you do.
I think it's when we can bring people together that wouldn't normally know one another, and it accelerates business. And during COVID, at the beginning of COVID, we invited a leader in the community you might know, Ron Blue, to lunch on our back porch where everyone had air with the ministry that we support, 4G3. And that resulted in a conference happening in Cairo, Egypt the next year to equip people on how to handle their money. And then the following year, it resulted in a conference with a ministry here called Radical Mentoring that could equip people in the Middle East again and in the U.S. on how to do mentoring. And I think some things that we do, we're not going to be posting or sharing because you are serving people behind the scenes.
Yes.
So I could brag to you offline, but.
Sorry, folks. I've got to turn the mics off now.
I think when leaders trust us to serve them professionally and personally, and so sometimes we get to know them so well that we are coaching them also in the ways of life, and they trust us to give them that wise counsel. And then companies, I would say, really, if they've been able to have access to someone they didn't know they could have access to, they might not know something was possible. Or they thought they're going to create, really, I hate to say it, a boring event with someone just shows up and talks for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And then if we can really help them think of ways to help the content last longer, that's really fun.
Jessica Lally, founder of Voices to Connect. Jessica, this has been great. I can't imagine that there aren't plenty of folks having heard this interview that wouldn't want to be in touch with you. So let's tell them how they can do that.
I would say LinkedIn is our main platform. So it's my name, Jessica Lally. It's also Voices to Connect, TO Connect. And we also have a website with the same name. And really grateful, John, to be here with you because I've just followed you for so long. I love that you've got this new book and you're teaching us about pricing and also generosity. And our friend Greg Burkhalter that introduced us so long ago.
That's right. Shout out to Greg for that.
I would encourage people to really form a loose or strong advisory board where you find people like John or Greg or other people that have been wise counsel to us when we're in situations on how to steward someone's influence, how to do things in business. I think it's important to develop that for yourselves.
Absolutely. Couldn't underline that for certain. Jessica, I'm just overwhelmed with delight to be able to share your story with folks that may not know it. That's what we do here at Business Radio X. So it's just great to be able to shine a light on the great work you do. So thanks for allowing us to do that.
Thank you. And
getting you out front.
That's right.
Here. Thank you so much. Hey folks, speaking of the book, if I can bring that up and let you know a little bit about that, if you don't already, if you're a solo or small firm professional services provider and you have issues with your confidence in your value, expressing your value, understanding your value, and then pricing accordingly, I've got a book that may be of interest to you. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. It's available where all fine books are sold, as the old saying goes, and you can also go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more. And again, Show 750. I can't believe it. I can't even talk because I can't believe it. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, our listener, who you've supported us over these almost 8 years on North Fulton Business Radio to get us to this level. And we've only gotten here because of you. Thank you for continuing to support us in any number of ways, whether it's liking us on social media or sharing the show. You continue to do fabulous work in supporting us, and I'm so grateful for that. And you help us live into our mission to be the voice of business in the North Fulton region and beyond. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your support. So for my guest, Jessica Lally, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.